Year 4A, A Detective for Christmas. Scene 1, the family. There, the tree is almost finished. How does it look? It looks good, Dad. All it needs now is the star on top. Daddy, Daddy. What, Katie? Daddy? Oh, how sweet. Look, Mark, Katie has made a star for the top of the tree. Wow, sis, that star looks great. Look, I'm a Christmas tree. My diamond, my precious diamond, it's gone. Someone stole my diamond. Oh, horrors. A thief came into our house and stole my precious blue diamond. There, there, dear. Calm down and tell me exactly what happened. I went to the bedroom to take my diamond out to polish it. I wanted it to look perfect for our Christmas party tonight. When I opened my jewelry box, it wasn't there. I know some thief came into our bedroom and stole it. Mummy, Mummy, go and play with Mark, my baby. Mummy is too distressed. I have an idea. Let's find the best detective in the world to find the stolen diamond. But who exactly is the best detective? Give me a second, Dad. I will find the best detective here on Google. But wait, there are so many detectives here, and I don't know who to choose. Your mom's diamond is very valuable. I want all of these detectives here, and then we will choose the best one out of the bunch. Ah, thank you, boys. I'm looking forward to meet all of these detectives. I sure hope one of them is good enough to solve the mystery of the missing blue diamond. Scene 2, meeting the detectives. Ah, Dad, look, the detectives are here. Welcome, detectives. We are so pleased that all of you could come and help us find our stolen diamond. However, there are so many excellent detectives here, and we can only choose one. Would you mind introducing yourselves so that we can get a better idea of who you are and what your speciality is? Bonjour. I'm the world's greatest detective, Inspector Clouseau, from the world's greatest country, France. And this year is my pet detective, the Pink Panther. Merci, merci. We'll find a diamond before you know it. And while we're looking for the diamond, we'll play some cool music and dance like this. We are known all around the world for finding stolen jewels. In fact, you can download movies of us from the internet to see some of our great adventures. Hello everyone, my name is Magnum P.I. and I can tell you that this French detective is a waste of time. If you are serious about finding your diamond, you better hire me. I'm cool and I drive a Ferrari. That means I can add some style to this investigation. Ladies and gentlemen, surely I need no introduction. I am the one and only Detective Dick Tracy. I usually operate in the cartoon world, but when I heard about your missing blue diamond, I thought I'd make an appearance here. But Detective Dick Tracy is not the only cartoon character from a cartoon world. My name is Tintin, and I have solved many mysteries in cartoon world, and today I'm glad to prove myself in this reality. Just look at all these cartoon characters. It sounds like a conspiracy to me. And the missing blue diamond is the biggest conspiracy ever. My theory is that aliens abducted the blue diamond. Hello everyone, I'm Pretty Boy and Special Agent Fox Mulder. I agree with Mulder, because I'm Special Agent Scully. Eyewitness reports suggest that two UFOs were spotted in this area not too long ago. If you are serious about finding the blue diamond, you need to hire us. And to help us in the search for the blue diamond, we brought along some alien spies. The aliens have landed. It's distressing, but we're here. We piloted our flying saucer through your atmosphere. We landed like a meteor, engulfed in smoke and flame. Then out we climbed, immersed in slimed and burbled as we came. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Inspector Gadget. I carry with me a million gadgets to help me find missing things. My favorite gadget these days is my iPad. And when I get bored of detective work, I play games like Minecraft on it. And I'm Inspector Gadget's assistant. It is my job to ensure that Inspector Gadget's technologies are always up to date. But all this guy is doing lately is playing games on his new iPad. I don't even know if he's capable of solving the mystery of the missing blue diamond. Greetings, everyone. I'm Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I have solved many vampire mysteries, but I've never been asked to find a missing diamond before. And now, there are so many bad vampire movies out there that I think I want to change my career. And to help me find a missing diamond, I will use my vampire pets. Here they are. A vampire has pale white skin, and we only play at night. And if we find a little boy, we'd love to give him a fright. Now, if you are serious about finding the stolen blue diamond, you only have one option. And that would be to use us, the A-Team. My name is Hannibal, and I'm the leader of the A-Team. And I like it when a plan comes together. My name is B.A. Baracus, and I'm the muscle in the A-Team. If I catch the thief who stole your diamond, I will bring that sucker to you. I'm Howling Mad Murdoch, and I'm the greatest pilot in the world. As soon as we're done here, I'll borrow a helicopter and we'll start looking for the missing diamond. Hello, everyone. My name is Face. I'm the pretty boy in the A-Team, and a diamond is a pretty thing, too. I think the A-Team is your best bet if you want to find the diamond soon. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the esteemed and world-renowned Sherlock Holmes. I was solving mysteries when these guys from the A-Team were still wearing diapers. And what is this nonsense with the aliens and the vampires? Finding the missing blue diamond is a serious affair, but this looks more like an 80s television reunion show. Dr. Watson, please explain to these people what we can do. Certainly, Detective Holmes. Our method for finding missing things and also the thieves who steal those missing things is simple. We use our British accents and a good dose of common sense. And that is all we need to solve the mystery of the stolen blue diamond.
Scooby-Doo, where are you? Scooby-Doo, where are you? Yikes! I'm the Scooby-Doo!
Ah, sorry about that, everyone. My name is Thelma, and I'm part of the Scooby Gang. I know Scooby looks a little bit silly today, but that is only because he is so excited to be here.
Scooby-Doo, where are you? Scooby-Doo, where are you? Yikes! I'm the Scooby-Doo!
Hello, everyone. As you've probably guessed, I'm Daphne. Scooby is just acting a little bit strange today because this is his first appearance in a Christmas show at Sarasas Extra.
Scooby-Doo, where are you? Scooby-Doo, where are you? Yikes! I'm the Scooby-Doo!
And my name is Fred, and together we form the Scooby Gang. We would just like to say, on behalf of the Scooby Gang, that we are very happy to be here today. Scooby-Doo, tell everyone how happy we are to be here today.
Scooby-Doo, where are you? Scooby-Doo, where are you? Yikes! I'm the Scooby-Doo!
Sorry. I think you forgot me. It's me, Shaggy. I'm also in the Scooby Gang.
Shaggy-Doo?
No, Scooby-Doo. My name is just Shaggy, not Shaggy-Doo. How can we find a missing diamond if we don't even know who is in the Scooby Gang?
What? A missing diamond? I thought we're here to do a dog show.
Scene 3, the competition. Thank you for your wonderful introductions, detectives. What we would like to do now is to have a little competition to see who the greatest detective among you are. My wife will explain. Detectives, we will have two competitions. Competition 1 will be an egg and spoon race because a detective must be able to think on his feet. The first 3 detectives to finish the race will compete in the final competition. In the final competition, we will ask you to solve a riddle. Detectives, please line up here. Now, I will ask my sister Katie to give each team 1 egg and 1 spoon. When I blow the whistle, the race will start. The first 3 detectives to cross the finish line will move on to round number 2. My sister will start the race. 1, 2, go! Good job, detectives. That was a great race. I can see everyone tried really hard. But the top 3 detectives that will move on to the final round is Scooby-Doo, Detective Sherlock Holmes, and Pretty Boy Special Agent Fox Mulder from The X-Files. Congratulations. Now, detectives, we're going to ask you to solve a riddle. The detective who solves this riddle will be selected to find the missing blue diamond. In this competition, I will ask my daughter Katie to go and hide this bell somewhere in this lovely audience, and you are not allowed to look. Your job, then, will be to guess where we have hidden it. Detectives, please turn around and close your eyes. And Katie, please go hide this bell somewhere in the audience. Quick, quick. Detectives, you may turn around. Scooby-Doo, where do you think we've hidden the bell?
Scooby-Doo, where are you? Scooby thinks that the bell is over. There!
No, Scooby, that is incorrect. Thank you for trying, and remember, everyone is a winner. Bye-bye. Special Agent Fox Mulder, do you perhaps know where we've hidden the bell? Let me think. I think the bell is in a UFO. Ah, no, sorry, wrong guess. And finally, we have Detective Sherlock Holmes. Detective Holmes, do you perhaps know where we have hidden the bell? Well, I think I do. I calculated the time it took for the little girl to go and hide the bell. And according to my calculations, the bell should be somewhere in the first row. All I have to do now is to find the person who has it. Let me take a closer look. Yes. Let's see. I think the bell is worth that lady. Scene 4, mystery solved. Wow! Good work, Detective Sherlock Holmes. It sure looks like you are the world's greatest detective. Would you please help us find our missing blue diamond? Of course, madame. I think the mystery of the missing blue diamond is easy to solve. From what I've heard, your family was busy decorating this Christmas tree when the blue diamond went missing. Yippee! And look how excited Katie gets when I mention the blue diamond together with the Christmas tree. I think the answer to our riddle can be found in the Christmas tree. Happy. What is that, Katie? Do you know where the blue diamond is? Tree, star. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I think I have solved the mystery of the blue diamond. I think that Katie took the diamond and placed it in the star on top of the tree. Why don't you take a look? Yes, here it is. Thank you so much, Detective Sherlock Holmes. You sure are the greatest detective in the world. I'm so happy that you found my precious blue diamond. My pleasure, my lady. And thank you, everyone, for coming to watch us perform. From everyone in Year 4A, we would like to wish you a Merry Christmas. Thank you. Bye-bye.